There's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, on the tachlis ha-karbonos, on the purpose of karbonos. We know throughout Sefer Vayikra, throughout the Torah, we deal with the sacrifices in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the purpose? We know we have a mitzvah bringing karbonos. What was the reason? What was the motivation for karbonos? So there's a famous... The Ramban quotes the Rambam in Morah Nevuchim that the Rambam says the purpose of Karbonos was to wean one away from Avodah Zarah. That was the way the pagans, Avodah Zarah, they used to serve their gods, their false gods. So he didn't want to go cold turkey. It's too hard. If you're used to serving your Avodah Zarah that way, so let's just redirect it. Instead of serving it to the wrong purpose, you could serve it to the right one, the right God. So basically, karbanos were happening. It was to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah. So therefore, instead of going cold turkey, he redirected the karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says, that's crazy. Like, how could that be? Because we had the mitzvah of karbanos way before. There was Avodah Zarah, we find, with Cain and Hevel. Noah, we find karbanos brought even before there was Avodah Zarah, implying there's nothing to do with the weaning from Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Torah always says, Reyach nicholach la'Hashem. It should be a sweet, savoring smell. So it's mashma to positive value. So that's the famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Abarbanel tries to minimize the machlokes. They really both agree. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, Karba means in the word karev, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, and that's what karbanos mean. So the Abarbanel wants to modify, but I think we really both agree that there's different aspects to the karbanos. The machokas is, what's the major avoda and what's the minor? So it could have been, like we have a mitzvah of tefillah. We had tefillah before karbanos also. But the question was tefillah, what was the ikir, what was the tafel? So it was more of degrees. That's how the Abarbanel wants to work. However, there's a famous Mesha Chachma. But the Mesha Chachma says we're talking about two different types of karbanos. That when the Beis HaMikdash was up, they brought karbanos, and when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were called bamos. It's kind of like doing karbanos in your backyard. So you're only permitted to have bamos when there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's also to bring a bama when the Beis HaMikdash is up. It's shchutei chutz. So that's a whole discussion, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so does the kedusha remain or not? So the Rambam holds the Kedusha remains, and therefore, it's in theory, one could bring a karban, and hence, it's an Isra Shchutei Chutz, so Bamas, the Isra Bamas, even imply Bizmanas, so we can't bring karbanos practically for other reasons. We need a Mizbeach, Big Day Kohuna, Tuma, but the bottom line is, in theory, we could bring a karban. So therefore, by definition, Bamas are us. And the Ravid sheet is the whole discussion, but that we no longer have the Kedushas based on Mikdash. That's right, Nafkamina, can you walk up on the Temple Mount today? So therefore, going to the Ravid, there's no Kedusha. So therefore, Bamas should be Mutter. So those two opinions are understood. They're both logical. That according to the Rambam, there's Kedusha, so therefore there's Bama. So according to the Ravid, there's no Kedusha, so you can bring a Bama. There's an interesting shita of the Meshachah. Meshachah brings down from Rav Chaim HaKohen that he says, on one hand, he agrees with the Ravid that there's no Kedusha HaMikdash, yet he still says Bama Sarasar. So Bishomer, the Rambam, there is Kedusha Bama Sarasar, going to the Ravid, or if you hold there's no Kedusha HaMikdash, you can't bring a Bama. But why would Rav Chaim HaKohen say there's no Kedusha and you can't bring a Bama, and you can't do Bama? So he says because one Gemara tells us in Yuma that one of the reasons for the Bamas, as we know, was to wean one away from Avodah Zarah. So, I mean, so that's how the Mesher Chacham answered. The Mesher Chacham answered when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Ramban was talking about. Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to Bamos, that was to wean one away from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara and Yuma says we don't really have that Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. We all have our own Yetzaharas for Avodah Zarah. But the Avodah Zarah, the strict definition when we're talking about Avodah Zarah, physical idol worship, so we no longer have that type. That's why we can't understand how people, what a strong Yetzahara was. So he says if the whole purpose of Bamos is to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah, and you don't have any Avodah Zarah, so there's no Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, there's no longer a need to bring Bamas. So that's how he explains to Chaim HaKohen Shita, that's the Meshach Chachma, that there's no Machokas. The Rambam's talking about Bamas, so the whole purpose is to wean one away from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's talking about Karban to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, some explain that when they say the Rambam is talking about Karban Pesach. That Karban Pesach is different in different ways than other Karbanos. So Karban Pesach has its own different halachas, and therefore we know the whole Mishkul V'Ksuso, that it was to get the Jews, the Egyptians worshipped the animal, and then the Jews brought it, a Karban Pesach, in order to show so that they're no longer fearing the Egyptians, they're going to kill their God. So therefore, the original Karban, the Karban Pesach, or one of them, the Karban Pesach was to bring one away from one of those. That's what the Rambam's talking about. Other Karban is, it's Reach Nichoach HaShem. But the Karban Pesach, that's to win one away from Avodah Zarah. So we have different approaches to reconcile the Ramban and the Rambam. Some say it's just a matter of degrees. They disagree, what's the Iker? Is the Iker of Karban to get closer to Hashem, or was it to win oneself from Avodah Zarah, like by Tefillah? So it's a, but they both agree to both aspects. So the Meshech Chachma says we're talking about different Karbanas. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, that's when it's Reach Nicholach. But Bamos, it's the we went away from Avodah Zarah. That's why Rav Chaim and Cohen would say no Bamos there, because we don't have the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Another point out, for the other Karbanos, it's Reach Nicholach. That's what the Ramban's talking about. But the Rambam is referring to the Karban Pesach, and that's what he's saying. That was the purpose, was to wean the Jews away from Avodah Zarah, from the Avodah Zarah in Egypt.